I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do, to tell you the truth, go on about Niños de Mexico, our mission of the month. That's what I'm going to do, talk to you a little bit about that. First of all, thank all of you that support our church so that our church can support these missions, not only here close to home, but there's down in Mexico, Mexico City. And just a little short thing there about the mission is right there around Mexico City. I'm sorry. Focus. Well, I thought I was. But anyway, it said in the surrounding area, there are almost 30 million people. So there's a lot that to choose from as far as bringing God's word to those folks. And we just have the opportunity to help that out some. So thank you again. And thank Marion for putting part of this together. Thank Rod for the pictures there. And I'll try to follow along here as y'all look at it and read just a few things that they've sent in a brochure. It says 93 children were saved in the home in 2024. They had all they needed to grow and develop. One student graduated from high school ready to continue her education in a local university. Then 15 students studied in Bible college, a university, or technical school in 2024. Three of our young adults were married this summer. Then over 50 people were baptized into Christ in churches and our homes. And what a blessing that would be, 50 people. Said, then over 400 people were ministered to through a mobile medical outreach. And over 650 people are regularly hearing the good news of the gospel through the churches we are partnering with. Then lastly on this, out of this brochure, it says, you are making a difference in lives of many people here in Mexico. As you look through these pages, I hope you will be encouraged and blessed. God is at work through His love and mercy, healing the wounded hearts of each of our children and young adults. Please pray that He will continue to do a mighty work of restoring and redeeming brokenness into the glorious life He offers, full of grace, forgiveness, and abundant life. Thank you for being such an important part of transforming lives today and in the future. So thank you all again. And I think I don't have exactly, but I think we've been supporting Niños for 10 to 12 years. Now, if anybody can correct me, please do it. But I think that's pretty close. But as I get ready to close, I just wanted to read this newsletter that came in November. And the title to it is, I Wanted to Be a New Person. And it said, I arrived with my siblings to Niños de Mexico in June of 2023. I decided to get baptized because I wanted to be a new person. I wanted to put my faith completely in Christ. I hope this will help to motivate my brother and sister to follow Jesus. And just like me, they could come to the feet of Christ knowing there is someone who loves them and gave his life for them. Before I was baptized, I was a problematic person. I disrespected everyone. I was a beer fan. I got angry at anything anyone did or said to me. Now that I meet Christ, my life is different. I am a happy person. I see things in a very different way. And thoughts not wanting to know Jesus anymore. I was afraid that my life would change completely. But the moment I was immersed in the water, I felt something new, that something inside me changed. This is what Christ was doing, and I felt happy and clean. In moments of doubt, the staff at Niños de Mexico were there to encourage me and motivate me to read the Bible and to know God more. I want to thank them because when I stumbled in my thoughts, they encouraged me to continue standing in God's plan. Now, thanks to Christ, my life is different, and I want to encourage those who are struggling to make this decision to be baptized. I want to tell them not to give up. I know that the process is hard, but all the things we go through, no matter how difficult they seem, we can overcome them with the help of Christ, who has forgiven us. Perhaps some words from past still haunt us, but I want to tell you something. It does not matter if the wounds are big, small, or deep. Jesus renews us through his word. In our new life, those words from the past no longer count because, as the Bible says, we are new creatures and all the bad things have passed. So I wish you a good blessings from God. May God bless you all. I would say that young lady is on the right track for sure. So thank y'all again.